Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I do want to extend a bright and a beautiful good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world to help me welcome angelic channel Teresa V. We're going to talk about living in the flow of the miraculous. Have you ever longed to find the strength in your sensitivities and learn how to turn them into superpowers? Well, Teresa is here to help with that. We will take some live callers later for angelic intuitive guidance. So press star 2 on your phone and that'll raise your hand. And let me know that you want to be considered for that. So welcome home, beautiful souls, luminous light leaders, to this next phase of your spiritual awakening and exploration. Know that this is a harmonious haven, a sacred space, a soulful sanctuary to feel loved, to feel united rather than divided, to ignite your soul's radiance and to feel empowered. This is a unity community that is designed to liberate you. You are all brilliant beacons of light, and together we're creating space for immeasurable grace to fill your hearts, minds, bodies, and spirits. And I'm dedicated and devoted to walking hand in hand and heart to heart with all of you as we soar into divinely inspired potentials and new realities together. So trust that you are in the right place at the right time. Today's show is another heart homecoming with Teresa. So just relax, breathe, open, and receive. Very thankful that you found your way here today. We do want to invite you to subscribe to our show. It's a free platform that you can access at straighttalkforthesoul.com. You can also listen to all of our plays, our replays on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Audible, and Stitcher. And please connect with us in our Facebook group or on Instagram. And now my favorite question, what is the best that could happen today with Teresa, myself, and all of you? Please set a clear, empowered intention for what you wish to experience. My intention with our gathering is to be a clear and pristine communicator of divine light and love and selfless service to allow for the greatest openings into healing, rejuvenation, renewal, vitality for all of us gathered here. And I want to invite you to write in and let us know how you're feeling throughout the show. In our webcast, I'll be checking in and would love to hear from you. And now a little bit about Teresa. She's an international speaker, spiritual teacher, mentor, priestess, a master of the healing arts, and angelic channel. She works with spiritually led, empathic, and highly sensitive people, teaching them tangible tools to get out of any cycles of overwhelm or overgiving and increase their energy and live more alive, on purpose, and fulfilled. She helps people get back into the flow of the synchronicities and miracles that are their birthright. She's been a leader of spiritual evolution for 20 years, reaching over a million people through her speaking engagements, workshops, readings, healing sessions, and classes. And so today we're talking about living in the flow of the miraculous. We'll talk about why you could be resistant to the concepts of surrender and letting go, what you can do to start creating more flow in your life right now, how you might be wasting so much of the spiritual energy that you work hard to cultivate without even realizing it, plus how you can be of best service in every single situation, personal and universal. And she'll share some practical tools that you can start using immediately to regain or increase your energy and clarity. And again, we're going to take some live calls, so press star 2 to raise your hand for some angelic guidance. And now let's get started. Please join me in extending waves and waves of love and light and joy to Teresa as I welcome her to the show. So welcome, beautiful.
Thank you so much. I love your introduction every time I hear it. And I'm so grateful also for everyone who's made their way here to this space, especially in this now moment. So I just wanted to give my gratitude for that too and for you. And thank you for having me here.
Oh, absolutely. I've missed you. So it's nice to have you back. And this community has expanded so much since you were here last. And So for people who may be new to your work, let's talk a little bit about your journey, you know, as an angelic channel. Anything that you want to share that feels significant about what kind of led you up to where you are today?
Wow. Not a difficult question.
Where do
you
start?
The biggest thing is just that I just kind of feel like I've always gravitated towards the spiritual, which I think a lot of us can relate to in so many ways. And the angels just were always there with me, but it wasn't something that was in my vocabulary necessarily when I was a child. You know, I knew who they were, I knew where they belonged, but I didn't think I was worthy of them. And then as they started commanding and demanding more of my attention, as I got older and older, I realized how natural of a state it is for us to be able to communicate with them. And we all have this gift. Like, I'm no one special. We all can do it. It's just a matter of how much time do we set aside to get still and to listen and to allow ourselves to be held and loved and guided to the degree that is necessary to communicate with these beautiful beings of light. And so that's really the part of my journey that sticks out to me is I was the one getting in my own way of that communication. And when we started to communicate again, it was really just me coming back to my natural state. And I feel like that's for all of us. That's the journey we're all on. So anytime I can sort of help someone bridge their gap between where they are and that natural state, I am always so honored and privileged to do so.
Yeah, I love that. So working with the angels, I know that you work with the archangels as well. Part of your offer mm-hmm. that we'll talk about later includes how to connect with the archangels. So for you, Teresa, do you see them, hear them, feel them? How is your connection with them? What is it like?
It's interesting because it's a little bit of everything. I think mostly it's a knowing, just trusting the knowing. And I think sometimes for us, that's the hardest spiritual gift to trust, is that knowing when we have no basis for why we know things. But I think that's the one that's most often there for me. Sometimes it's like a picture that I see, especially when I'm in session with people, or words that I hear. It could be a scent, you know, so it's whatever they need to do to get the message across to me and to the person that I'm meeting with. So if I'm not getting it with knowing, then they'll try something else. So I would say it's probably about 75% knowing, and then the rest is all of the other senses.
Yeah, in the flow. And I know that I mentioned in the intro how you really help people find strength in their sensitivities. So I imagine you grew up as a sensitive being and probably an empath. And like you said, it's learning how to turn all of those sensitivities into superpowers. How big of a role is that in the work that you do?
Oh, that's every single person that I ever meet with has to move through this process in some way, or has had to move through this process in their life in some way, because we've come up in a world, most of us, and I exclude the people who are just being born now, because I think the world might be a little bit more open as they grow to their sensitivities, because there are communities like this one that exist now. And I just think that we've been taught so often that it's a detriment, that it's something we have to overcompensate for, that we're too sensitive, you know, and it hinders us in a lot of ways, because the world was not set up for us to function. We're expected to function the way everyone else does. You know, it's 80% of the population that is not so highly sensitive. So we're expected to function exactly that way to the degree that they do, when we have a ton more stuff to navigate every day. So I really think that as people reframe those sensitivities and start to claim them and live from them, that rewiring is pretty automatic, and that we kind of reclaim so much of our energy, because we don't have to climb uphill so much every day just getting out of bed and trying to, you know, get our cup of coffee made or whatever it is. So it's really beautiful to see my clients and friends, you know, as they start to do this, get so much of their own energy and power back, and be able to do the work that they're here to do in the world, instead of being stuck in a cycle of, I like to say the cycle of suck, you know, where it's just sucking energy from us and it's not feeding our soul in the way that we need to be fed.
How has your work shifted? I mean, in the last 2 years, I mean, clearly there's been a lot of changes happening on our planet. What have you noticed in your work, Teresa, with the angels and, well, everything that you do, what's kind of come up for you?
Well, first, I just wanted to acknowledge that the landscapers are here right now. So if you hear any background noise, that's what it is. That's
why I mentioned it. It happens here sometimes too, Teresa. I get it.
And
I can't even hear it.
I bless them because they work so hard. But so how I've noticed things shifting in the last couple of years is, this is really interesting, because the control of our minds that so many different philosophies has talked about over time, you know, that ability to really get quiet and feel into ourselves and feel what's true for us as opposed to coming through the mind all of the time. That is now at the forefront of our evolution. We are no longer going to be able to move forward by listening to what things outside of us are telling us. This is now a paradigm where we have shifted to what's inside of us, what is true for us. And sometimes we take that energy or that input from outside of us. We run it through our filters, and then we decide and discern what's true for us by getting all of that input. But that's really what I'm seeing the big shift is, the ability to stand in our sovereignty and to know what we feel as opposed to getting most of our information from outside of us.
I agree.
And in my personal journey that's happened as well, I've actually started going into depth, studying Ayurveda, the ancient science of healing that comes from India. And it's something I've studied for over 20 years, but I've really been called to move very deeply into it. So that's how my personal journey has shifted as well. And a lot of our journeys are shifting, and it doesn't make sense on paper, right? It didn't make any sense for me to leave or to move away from a really successful business to go to school full time while doing this work. But that's what my soul was calling me to do. And that's what we're moving into, is that ability to hear that truth and to trust that we're receiving the support that we need to move deeper into our own truth.
Absolutely. And it's having discernment and just realizing it feels so much better kind of going inward and trusting our feelings and surrounding ourselves with people and environments that support just our well-being. So I love the feeling of coming together in communities like this, where it's like everybody has a common intention and it's love and it's, being intuitively guided and led and steered rather than, paying attention to the chaos or all the noise, you know, externally. So, yeah, that's been going on a lot.
Mm-hmm. It is. You know, when we do come together on days like today in community, and then we end up somewhere that's a little bit more chaotic or noisy, we're actually better able to stand in ourselves and our energy, even if it's only for 5 minutes, to decide that we don't want to be there. But that's a decision that years ago we might not have been able to make, because maybe we were people-pleasing or afraid of others' reactions. But now we have this community standing with us, and we have others like us who can relate. So it's such a beautiful gift to be able to have that and really have that feeling of connection. It really changes our lives more than almost anything else.
Mm-hmm. And then we can be, you know, for our families, for our friends, our businesses, we can be a more steady, calm light that, you know, and what it, you know, that's the greatest gift, for our own journeys, but for those around us as well. And so, okay, so Teresa, we wanted to talk about the main topic here is living in the flow of the miraculous. Clearly, I love this topic. And what was it that caused you to choose this topic for today?
I think it's the amount of noise in the world, honestly. That's putting it perfectly. There is so much that seeks to take us off course. of living in the flow and the miracles that are our birthright. And when we can focus so much inward and stand in that bubble of peace, then we can truly live in the flow of the miraculous, regardless of how much noise is happening outside of us. You know, just like right now, the landscapers are out there. That would be destroying my nervous system. But since I am in the flow, I am in this bubble, I can better navigate that, right? That's the concrete example. And I feel like this is where we're being called to move right now. This is our way forward as the way showers, as the light workers, as the people who are leading into the new paradigm.
Mm-hmm. Self-created, self-sustained state of, yeah, miracles. And miracles can be simple, they can be grand, they can be anything, as long as what I found is being in the flow. And it's interesting, mm-hmm. like you were saying, your landscapers were there. That happens so often, Teresa, when I'm doing this show. And mm-hmm. and when we're kind of held in this circle, it's kind of like, oh, I'm just in the flow. It's like, it's fine. I mean, it's such an opportunity to just flow with no matter what noise is taking place outside of us. So it's kind of interesting that that's actually going on with you.
And it's also, how can we take that noise and let it lead us deeper into ourselves? You know, there's that as well. There's the reframe that needs to happen as we navigate some of the things that challenge our nervous systems.
Mm-hmm. I've heard you say a reframe a couple times. What does that mean to you?
Well, for me, it's really about, we've been indoctrinated, right? We've learned, we've been told, we've observed for so long in our lives. And sometimes we just have to press on the brake, take a look around us, and reevaluate. Is all that I've experienced, learned, taken with me, that someone else gave me, is that true? Is that real for me? And then to feel into, maybe it's not. So what would be a better fit here? And so when we do things like take the idea that we're too sensitive and look at the work we feel called to do here, which is in some way, every one of us is here in some way to serve the world or to help the world be a better place, then it's like, well, how does this sensitivity, instead of being a hindrance and a burden, how is this actually something that I've come in with that is going to help me do exactly that? And so it's that reframe of burden and problem and issue to maybe this could actually be serving me. And then we start to realize, hey, I was created even more perfect than I thought to do this thing that I'm being asked to do. And that shifts the energy immediately. We claim so much of our own power. We take so much of ourselves back. You know, we exert a lot of energy just trying to move through the ideas and concepts that don't resonate with us anymore, but we don't take the time to examine them. So this is, we're reclaiming that energy. We're no longer wasting it. We're not worrying. We're taking it back. And then we have it to use to do something that we really want to do instead of just surviving.
Mm-hmm. So why do you think that people can be resistant to the idea of surrender or letting go? Is it just they're just so used to it? It's just an autopilot mechanism? Or what have you noticed in your work?
Well, there's a couple of things. So most of the time, the sensitives, the empaths, those are the ones in the group, whether it's the family or the friends, who get the brunt of everyone's problems. Like, you're the one people go to share their burdens. They want healing. They want to be held, right? So there's this idea that then when you need help, they can't handle it because you're always the one who's strong. And if you're not strong, the whole world is falling apart. So I can't hold space for you because I need you to be okay. Like, that's the first thing. So we have this experience where we're supposed to be the one who holds it all. So we can't let it go because we have to hold it. The other thing is there's some indoctrination that happens around surrender. And I've heard a lot of people really resistant to the vocabulary of using the word surrender because it has a lot of religious connotations and it brings up some pain from some situations in the past. It's kind of like old paradigm thinking where we have to let go. We're no longer in charge. We're now powerless. And that doesn't really jive with our self-mastery concept, you know? So it's like, well, how can we rectify those two things? I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
No, I'm just listening. No, I think that you're spot on with that. No, I'm just listening.
Yeah. It's the you know, we're moving into the self-mastery. We need to, like we were talking about before, feel what's true for us, come into our own power. And this can sometimes, if I'm surrendering, it can seem like the opposite. It can seem like I'm giving up or I'm powerless or I'm weak. And that's the reframe, there it is again, that we're invited to make right now is that sometimes it takes a really strong person to surrender and let go and just say, you know what, angels, you know what, divine beings, I need some help here. I trust you. I trust my higher self. Nothing I'm doing here in this human realm is working. So I need to give it to you. Please show me what to do. And that takes a very strong person.
That is strength. That is the embodiment of strength. And Teresa, I found that just this surrender to the moment is so, as cliche as that sounds, and we've heard it so many times, that during these times of change, I feel like when we surrender, like for me, it's like just be in the moment as often as possible. We've heard that a million times, but to actually do that, it takes, you know, that's where we're in the flow. It's just surrendering to the moment, surrendering. I always surrender in the moment, and I just like surrender and trust. Like everything is always working out for me. It just is. I may not know what's going to happen tomorrow or the next day, but I just surrender in this moment, and everything is always working out for me. And that is full faith and trust in the divine. And that kind of deep dive surrender is, that's that flow of the miraculous that you're talking about. That is self-created. Yeah.
Yeah. And the angels have been speaking for a long time about us moving into a paradigm that they describe as moment to moment. They kept saying you are entering a moment to moment paradigm, which means, you know, there's no more necessarily a long-term plan. Like we used to be able to say, okay, I'm going to be in this career for 25 years and then I'm going to take my pension and I'm going to do this. Now it's sort of the whole structure is not like that anymore. And what we're being asked to do is, as the people who are here to be the light, to be in the moment, just be here now, because that is where the guidance can reach us, whether it's from our angels, the divine beings, our higher self. There's something greater than our thinking that can reach us when we are present in this moment. And that's the flow of the miraculous, because if we're in a situation where we don't know what to do, the answer will come if we just bring ourselves there and quiet. So that's truly where we're being called. And I, you know, if we look back at the last couple of years, we can see how we've actually been called there through a lot of physical, you know, we've physically had to isolate ourselves in most parts of the world and just experience that being cut off from everything outside of us and having to go internal. And, you know, a lot of people in the world probably would never have done that had it not been for this experience that we all went through together. And, you know, that was our introduction to this for those of us who haven't necessarily been working a spiritual path for a long time. And this is without judgment. It was just, it needed to happen on a global scale. And, you know, this was one of the ways.
Mm-hmm. So how do you feel that, you know, any of us and anyone listening can be, you know, in service in the best way, no matter what's going on in any situation, whether it is personal with their family, with their children, with their, you know, colleagues, and then also universally, planetarily, galactically. What do you say to that?
I think the most important thing is having some sort of a practice. And for a lot of us, it's, you know, we go overboard in our practice. We have 25 things on the list of things we want to do when we get up. We really align ourselves, you know, and then it gets so much that we don't do any of it. So it's really about choosing what works for you now and deciding how much time you want to devote and fitting what works for you now into that time. And I say this because when you are filled up, when that practice is allowed to fill you up and you do the work that you need to do to make yourself overflowing with light and with love energy, then you approach your day without need. You approach your day without needing anything from anyone because you are completely filled up. And when that can happen, we can be in the moment because there is no need. We are love. We are light. And then when we can be in the moment and our family, our friends, the world needs something of us, we have that inner knowing of what it is that we can do to serve. And we do it in a way that doesn't deplete us because we're coming from the overflow of what we already have. And I think that's been our big shortcoming as spiritual empaths for, you know, a while now is we give so much that we move into deficit and then we try to climb out of that hole constantly when what we need to do is really say, okay, where am I overgiving? Where am I overdoing it? How can I call my energy back? And I think the most successful way is to just have your practice, even if you need to just isolate yourself for 1 week, do your practice for a week and see where your energy is after that. But it's really the ability to be in the moment and hear your guidance in that exact moment when it's needed, even if it doesn't make sense. And that's the best part, is very often your guidance will make no sense. You'll feel called to do something that you, if you were coming from your mind, you would never do. And that's how you know it's true guidance, because this isn't something you would ever choose to do.
Yes. It's really surrendering to that silence. And it is a practice that is cultivated. And, you know, I've been meditating for so many years, Teresa. And what I've been doing lately, because I'm all about being in the flow, right? And so your topic is ideal for me and this community. But I've been sitting, you know, very quietly meditating with the sound of the ocean waves. I found like this favorite track of mine that, and there are many on YouTube that people can find, and it's like 45 minutes long. And I just listen to the waves during that meditation as I'm sitting there, and all the animals come in like surround me and sit with me. And that's where you just surrender to the silence and to receiving. And that's when solutions, of course, all of that, the beautiful guidance from our higher selves, from our teams of light can come through. But it really is just a magical way to stay empowered and to stay in a space of serenity, no matter what's going on. But it is a commitment. It is a commitment to these kinds of practices. So do you have any other practical tools that, you know, someone wants to increase their energy, their clarity, live more on purpose, anything that you want to suggest to people in terms of practical tools?
Absolutely. So there's two big things. The first thing is that we make innumerable choices every day, and each of those choices is an opportunity for us to practice. So when we think about, there are only two real emotions in the world. There's love and there's fear. Every choice we make takes us in one direction or the other. So when we're making a choice, we can stop and say, you know, is this sandwich I'm about to eat going to take me closer to love or closer to fear? Meaning, am I listening to what my body is asking for? Am I loving my body through this? You know, or whatever the choice is, love or fear. And I'm going to guess, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say everyone here with us is wanting to move closer to love all the time. So the more choices we can make that bring us towards love, the easier it is for us to navigate some of those challenging energies throughout the day. So that's one way to start raising our vibration, even if we've never practiced spirituality before. You know, this is something we can do numerous times every day. And then the second one is a very practical tool, and it can be really fun, and you can get as crafty as you want with it, actually. You know, this is good for those of us who are artists. You can make yourself like this little box. It can be whatever kind of box you want, and you can craft it, or you can go buy a very special box, whatever it is. And this box can sit in a space that is special to you. And I call this, some people call this a God box or a divine box or an angel box, whatever terminology resonates for you. And what you do is anything that's worrying you, anything that's concerning you. So if you have a test result from a visit to your doctor that's worrisome, you can write it down and you can put it in the box. Or if you're concerned about a family member or a friend, you can do the same thing. The idea is that once you put it in the box, it's gone. You have given it over to the divine, to your angels. It is now under their care and under their flow. And you can reclaim your energy that you were spending worrying about,
right,
knowing that it's taken care of. It's, we forget sometimes that we need a physical practice of handing something over. Like, we can picture ourselves doing it, but sometimes it's the actual putting this in the box where you realize, oh, it's still in the box. I can't take that back, right? So there's no opening the box and taking it back. The best part about this is every 6 months or a year, you can go through the box and look at what you've put in there and decide, okay, this is taken care of, I'm going to take it out, or I'm going to leave this in, this still needs to be resolved. And you'll be amazed at what you put in there that you totally forgot that even existed.
Right.
And then you can,
I love this idea.
It's so,
you're not
good.
Draining yourself, right, with all the worries and the fears and the doubts. And it's just handing it over to the divine, like, there you go. And then, yeah, it's just like taking all the weights and the burdens off your shoulders that don't need to be there. To free up the space, the internal space. I love that. I love both of those. I think they're both, if someone just implemented both of those things every day, Teresa, just imagine how light they could feel, you know, and it, yeah. That's another one of those practices, just committing to that. And beautiful, beautiful. And I do want to take callers. We have a lot of people who've written in as well, Teresa. So *2 to raise your hand if you've called in by phone, if you want some angelic guidance from Teresa and the angels. It's interesting because when you mentioned earlier about, you know, the last couple of years, a lot of people have felt isolated, and a couple people actually wrote in about that. I'm going to read one from Eileen. She's in Brooklyn, and she said, "This has been a most solitary time for me, more than before, and it feels as if spirit is emptying my contents so that it can be filled up with a stronger inner energetic." Eileen, that's kind of what we're talking about. Yeah. Any guidance from the angels for Eileen or anybody who's felt that this is very maybe isolating or lonely or such a solitary time?
Yeah, there's a couple of quick things that so the angels have been saying for so many of us, we have been longing for community that is like-minded and like-hearted for so long. And we have community like this. You know, we have places where we do come together. But in our day-to-day lives, it can still be a little bit isolated. We can feel like we don't have people next door or whatever. And they're reassuring us that this is part of the new paradigm. We're actually going to be coming together and being in community with each other in the physical realm. So they it feels like they're preparing us for that as well. But there's also this saying, speaking to your emptiness and the miracle that you feel is taking place within you, where you're being emptied of your contents. There is, some ancient Vedic philosophy that talks about when we can sit for meditation and become an empty bowl, when we can empty ourselves, that is when the divine comes to fill that space. Where there is a space, the divine will fill it. And that feels exactly, Eileen, like what you're going through. You have been asking for an energetic upgrade, and it just feels like this is your time. There's a whole new energy that's coming in for you. So I see by March, a lot of the integration of what's been happening for you is pretty solid. It'll still be happening, but you're pretty solid in something new. It feels like maybe where you felt green before, now you're feeling yellow. So I hope that makes sense to you, and I can't wait to see what opens up.
Thank you. And thank you, Eileen, for writing in. Let's see. Nala just wrote in from Mexico. She said, "Hi, Carrie and Teresa. I would love some guidance from my angels regarding how to connect better with them and also with jumping to a different career and country. Thanks and blessings. That's from Nala.
Okay. So there's a couple of things. One of the things I wanted to say for the angel box before was when you take the papers out, then make sure that you burn them or you do something with them that releases the energy completely. And I say this now because, Nala, this feels like there are things that you're hanging on to in your space that aren't your energy. Maybe they're heirlooms from relatives or something, but it just feels like a lot of dense energy that's not resonating necessarily with who you are now. So if there are things in your space that you wanted to let go of, but you felt guilty about letting go of, maybe this is time to reconsider or to consider, how can I do this in a way that lets these things be loved by someone who will appreciate them? Because it just feels like you're in a different energetic place. It feels like there's a lot of heavier energy. And I feel like as you lighten up, so like even if there's piles of clothes in the corner or whatever it is that's in your space that's not feeling conducive to being light, it just feels like I see you hopping, you know, from place to place without, and it's like you're leaping, like you're dancing. So none of that feels difficult. It's just about how can you lighten up your environment, because you are that sensitive. You're pulling in a lot of energy from the environment. I hope that makes sense, Nala.
Mm-hmm. There you go, Nala. Thank you. And the landscapers have just showed up at my house now.
I love it.
Isn't that funny? Oh, my gosh. Well, okay. I'm going to go ahead and go to some live callers. Again, star 2 to raise your hand. So I'm coming out there. I'm going to go to our first caller, area code 931. You're live.
Hello. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Hi, Teresa. Thank you for taking my call.
You're so welcome. What is your name?
Michelle.
Well, welcome, Michelle. How's everything going with you?
You know, good. I'm just determined to keep moving forward and finding my, you know, place and purpose, and what you're talking about, belonging and community, that's definitely a desire of mine. In the meantime, I have stepped up meditation and other things that I believe can help me move forward. But specifically, I've been dealing with lately is just fatigue. I'm not sure exactly where it's coming from or what I can do. It's kind of overwhelming fatigue. So I was wondering if the angels or Teresa had any guidance for me in that.
Okay, I'm feeling a lot of energy, Michelle, that's sort of kind of sitting in your lung and heart area. Have you been feeling a little bit of heaviness or pressure there lately?
Yeah, actually, I did just recently got an inhaler. Haven't used one in years. I had to get an inhaler. Mm-hmm. I'm not using it regularly, but just to have on hand in case, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so there's a couple of things here. The angels would like to offer an energetic healing to you as well as everyone else in a second, but I also just wanted to share with you that as we move through this season and the weather that's happening and the change in the air, watching how much you're eating that's sweet or that's like really heavy and really fatty will actually help, because what I feel for you is you have such a huge loving, open heart, right? And that's like your state of being. They're showing me you feel like a teddy bear to me. Like, I just want to hug you. And so that is also where any issues tend to accumulate. Where we're the most open also is where we often have to clear energy. So are you okay with Archangel Ariel coming in and offering some healing around this?
Yes, please.
Okay, so for anyone with us who would also like to experience this healing, please just say yes out loud or in your heart. Archangel Ariel and Archangel Michael surround us in a bubble of pink light of healing. Some of you may have white light. And Archangel Ariel just gently places her hand in front of your heart and invites any of the heaviness to just follow her hand as she moves it away from your body. She pulls the energy like a magnet. And your guardian angels come and take the energy and bring it to a place where it can be transmuted. And she's just going to do this a few more times. Gently, ease, and just continue to breathe deeply. Breathe into your heart. Archangel Michael stands guard with his protective energy. And now Archangel Raphael is coming, and he's bringing what looks to be like an orange ball of energy that's almost like a gauze pad. And he's placing it into your heart, and he's showing me that there were times in childhood where your big open heart caused pain in your life, or you perceived that it caused pain. And so he's putting some healing balm there so that your inner child can experience the truth of her magnificence. Angel Ariel now brings in this pink light, filling all spaces in your energy system. Feeling. And there's so much more flow in your heart right now. Are you feeling freer in your heart, Emlyn?
Yes. Thank you.
Good. Michelle, my dear, this is Archangel Ariel shows me that this healing will continue. The next level of it will be tonight while you're sleeping. So if you're open to that, just say yes to Ariel and for all who also asked for the healing, you as well. It feels like it will also happen over the next 2 weeks in increments as some other energy gets ready to free itself, because part of where you're being called into is to be that huge beating healing heart on this planet. I literally saw as soon as the green came into your heart, big green explosion in your heart. It feels like you work very closely with Archangel Raphael as a healer here. So don't be surprised when that starts to open up. How does that feel to you?
It definitely resonates. It brings tears to my eyes, good tears. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Love and blessings to everybody. That is my heart.
Michelle, thank you. Thank you for bringing this forth, and so many blessings to you. Glad you're here with us.
Thank you.
All right, Michelle. Okay, thank you, Teresa, for that. And I'm going to go to our next caller, and I'm going to area code 202. You're live, 202.
Hi, Terry. Hi, Teresa. My gosh.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Linda, and I'm so glad that you called on me.
Yes. Hi, Linda.
Hi. This is so awesome. I mean, I swear, I feel like I'm always talking to you because it's the sound of your voice. But
it's
awesome.
So good to hear your voice.
I totally feel so beautiful right now, just like being connected to the two of you. So I would just love to hear an angelic message. I would love that.
Beautiful. So there's a couple of things. First of all, they're showing me very clearly that you are such a mirror. It's almost like people see in you things about themselves. So I don't know if you're someone who gets mistaken for, like, someone will come up to you and like, ask you if your ethnicity or if your nationality is the same as theirs, or, you know,
yes.
find some commonality
yes.
with you all the time. Yeah, you
yes.
you are a beautiful mirror. And when you said you feel so beautiful, like the angel showed me, that's what you do for everyone else, is you mirror the beauty that's theirs back to them all the time. So they want you to own that gift, to really
okay.
walk the planet, knowing that's what you're doing, so that you can set intention about going even deeper into that. The other question is, are you in relationship now or looking to be in relationship?
I'm in one, yes.
Okay. Is this progressing well?
Well yes. Yes, we,
okay.
we hit a little bumpy road, but I think we're back on track now.
Okay. What they're showing me is, so either the relationship that you're in is deepening to a level that you didn't think was even possible, or someone you were going to meet is that. So I'm not saying that this relationship isn't going to work and you have to meet somebody else, but it feels like maybe this bump leads you
mm-hmm.
deeper into a whole new realm, a whole new level of communication or understanding or something. It definitely feels like the mirror that you are for everybody else, that's starting to come into your relationship even more, like the beauty that you're reflecting back to each other. So that feels like the other big thing. It just feels like a romantic heart connection that you know, it's like one of those things that you read about in storybooks. So, it feels like the next 3 months are going to be that for you. So that's what they wanted to share.
I humbly and angelically receive every single thing you've said. I am a doctor, believe it or not, and I do anti-aging on the side. And
mm-hmm.
I routinely reflect the beauty of every single person who comes into my office, and it's so beautiful, and I can't believe you just said that. But yes, I can believe that, but it's so incredibly, like, on point and so supportive and so loving, and thank you. That's so beautiful, because I am learning to own that. You're amazing. Yes, it's exactly right. Exactly. Oh my God.
I get chills when I listen to you, Linda. You're so beautiful. Thank you for
thank
being here.
You. Yes. Thank you. Oh my God. Thank you guys so much. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Oh my God.
You too, Linda. Lots of love. You have
and
me smiling from ear
yeah,
to ear.
Yeah, it's like she's so joy filled. But this is also like, this is how the angels show us. They're there with us and for us every day. Whether we realize it or not, they know exactly what we're doing. They know how they can help us. The hiccup comes when we don't ask them for help, because they can't do anything for us if we don't ask. So they're all standing there with us, knowing exactly what we're doing and how we're serving, but we're choosing to struggle with it ourselves. So this is an invitation. Like, they're all there with you, so let them, give them some work to do. Let them help you, and you can deepen your relationship with them as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Linda. Thank you, Teresa. Linda, have a beautiful day, my dear.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, Teresa, let me take another caller. I'm going to go to... My screen is... Okay, there it is. Okay, I'm going to go to area code 250. You are almost live. My screen is... There it is. You're live, 250.
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Teresa. This is such an emotional call.
You, Sherry, sound similar to Linda. Your energies are so similar.
I know. I'm just like gritting, and I'm like, oh, it's just beautiful. And
I know. Teresa, this is Sherry. She's with me here almost all the time. She is such an amazing part of this community. So, Sherry, welcome.
Oh,
I'm glad you're here.
It's my greatest pleasure, and very honored and very grateful. And which question to ask? My dad he has Alzheimer's, and he's in a hospital, and he's not getting out. And he's across Canada, so I can't go see him. And I'm just wondering if the angels could share if there's anything he needs or how he's doing.
I see so many angels and so many divine beings in his room, so you must be very, very busy making sure that he's well cared for and well protected. Like, I see you've called everyone to be there with him and to and also to work. It feels like work with any energy in between you two that may be blocking you from having a direct connection to his heart. And I see that you've done a lot of work in energetically taking care of him at this point as well. And I see that he's actually seeing you in the room, and he's having conversations with you. So part of what he's choosing, the memories he's choosing to go back to and hang on to, are the ones that involve you. And so the angels really want you to know that, is that he's perceiving you as being there with them, with him, a lot of the time, because that feels like it's part of what you would want to be there with him. And so they want you to know that it's happening, just maybe not in the way the 3D you would think that it's happening. So everything you've been asking for and everything you've been putting work in to happen is absolutely happening. And he feels very well cared for. I see him not only physically, it feels like the nurses really like being in his room because of all the energy you've set up, but also just energetically, it's like he's cocooned in this beautiful energy as he goes about his day. So I don't know if that helps you, but it really, you should really know that everything you're doing is being felt and received by him.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's confirmation, because yes, I do send energy and angels, and I didn't, you know, it's thank you. It's just a beautiful gift well received. That it means a lot. Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry. I love
so
your laugh.
Yeah. Thank you. This, honestly, it's such a blessing. Thank you.
So much love to you, Sherry. And Teresa, thank you for that. What I'd love to do now is talk about the offerings that you've created for our community, and then I'm going to go to the webcast, and we'll take a couple more questions in there, because a lot of people have written in. So, okay, so you have one big offer. It's called Live in the New Paradigm. It's a support package. For those of you listening, you can find it at straighttalkforthesoul.com. Click on our marketplace and you will see Teresa's beautiful smiling face. Click on her picture and it will take you to this offer. So, let's talk about everything in here. This is, it's a beautiful offering, Teresa. It is an energy upgrade meditation package to begin with 5 meditation recordings. Do you want to share a little bit about that?
Sure. These recordings were actually created and curated by the angels and the divine beings for this exact moment in time and what this particular community needed at this moment in time. So this was very carefully felt and thought out for all of you. And so there's 5 meditations: expansion into limitlessness, releasing trauma with the angels, healing our world with Archangel Ariel, meditation for clearing obstacles, and integrating the pieces of our inner self. And each of those is compact and concise enough to do daily if you wanted to. So the angels like to keep things attainable for us so that we don't have an excuse to not do them. So that's what that's about.
I love that. So that is, and people can, you know, we talk about cultivating these in these commitments to ourselves, just self-care and meditation. And so I like that you've included five different ones that people can try out and see what calls to them most, you know, and listen to them as often as possible. And so thank you for also tuning into this community while creating these, because I do feel like they are specifically designed for everyone here. So I love that. And and I love the next part. It's the Meet the Angels course. It is a three-part series, a pre-recorded video and audio series on how people can hear their angels. And tell us more about the Archangels course.
So Meet the Archangels is a phenomenal course. I adore it because my whole purpose is to teach people how to do this for themselves and to get you into your spiritual gift so that you never feel like you need me, right? I'll be here to support you when you want, but I don't want you to ever feel like you need me or anyone like me because you are just like me. So this course will help you to connect with a bunch of the archangels so that you can experience them and feel their energy and recognize when they're around so that it's not a mystery. So you'll know, like, oh, I see this color when I connect with this one and it feels like this, so that you can start to create your own communication with each one. And this will help you to then, you know, okay, maybe this one resonates for you right now and you want to deepen that relationship, or, you know, there's a situation where you need to call on somebody else. So you'll get to learn who they are, what they do, how they feel, how they communicate, and they'll learn how you communicate so that you can create communication in a way that feels good for both of you. So it's really fun. It's a great course. I'm so proud of it, and we'll take you through meditations and journeys. So there'll be information as well as an experience with each of the archangels so that you can actually meet them under the care and the protection of your divine team.
I love it. And it's just like an introduction into this beautiful opportunity for just greater lightness. I mean, it's so evident to me just being around you, Teresa, and hearing you, of the impact of the angels. There's such a lightness about you and your voice and everything. And so, you know, anyone who wants to feel more of that, you know, this is a perfect opportunity to really learn how to connect with them, who they are, how they can hear them and work with them and all of that. And also, like, what angels are they can call on for specific things. So love that.
Yeah.
And next on the list here for your package is 1 month of participation inside the membership with you. You have a membership community. So what happens in the membership?
So it'll be all of December. You'll be inside of the membership, and you'll receive healing energy every day. So it's healing energy and angelic transmissions. Every day I sit and I send, and your guardian angels and the archangel will hold the energy for you until the perfect time in your day to receive it. And you'll also be inside of a community of people who are just like you. If you use Facebook, you can be inside our Facebook community. There's a whole portal for you. So you'll have increased energy, vibrancy, and stamina. You'll experience increased wellness and lightness, and you'll be able to start manifesting and being more on purpose in your life because you're receiving energy work every single day. It's amazing, and the people in the community are just beyond amazing. I just adore them. So, yeah. And
How fun.
Yeah, it is. And we do, you know, you receive a membership curated for that specific month. And you'll also, you know, there'll be community gatherings as well.
And also there's a bonus here. It's a raffle drawing, one raffle ticket. So anybody who purchases this offer, they get a chance to win a ticket to your next angel experience. So that's exciting. That's fun.
It is. That's December 5th, and it'll be recorded as well, and it's basically the live gathering that we would be doing in virtual format for right now. So, you know, the angels will be offering wisdom and readings for all in attendance. And it's a small group, so we cap it at 10 people. So there'll be individualized experiences.
Beautiful. And I want to say this package is $111. We have the 3-pay option. You can pay it over 3 months if that feels supportive for you. And Teresa, thank you for creating this. It feels very there's just feels like a lot of light in this package and in your work. So thank you for creating that. And I would love to go to our Q&A and the webcast because so many people wrote in, and maybe allow for a little angelic guidance for some of these beautiful beings as well. So, and about five people, more people just wrote in. Okay, where am I going to go? Okay. I'm going to go to Joy. I love your name, Joy, from British Columbia. Hi, beautiful Teresa and Carrie. May I ask for a message from the angels, and if they can help me dissolve my heart wall. She has a wall in her heart, she says. So thank you very much and infinite blessings. That's Joy.
Okay, I'm feeling in. So what I do see is some of the work that the angels shared before, the energy work, if you chose to have that, that actually will start changing the wall. I feel like your desire coupled with the healing you've been asking for and this attention from Archangels Ariel and Raphael and Mikhail today, it's turning the material that the wall is made of from brick to more like a rubber. So it's changing its texture. And what Archangel Ariel wants you to understand is this wall is up for very good reason. You are super sensitive and you put up this wall as protection through the lens that you were seeing the world from at the time that you chose to put it up. It's a boundary. You know, it's a boundary that you put up in a way that's no longer serving you. And so what Archangel Ariel wants you to take away from today is that boundaries are important, but they don't have to be brick walls. They can be soft, they can be malleable, and they can be movable. And you can choose in what situation. So like if you're in a situation with a bunch of puppies running around you, you can take that wall and you can put it to the side. And then if all of a sudden three people walk into the room and you feel like you want to be guarded with one of them, you can put that wall back up. So right now it feels like giving yourself permission to do exactly that will help you to have more experiences without the strength and the, you know, that solidness of the wall. And then you'll start to find that you're stronger than you were then. You approach the world differently than you did then. You have more tools at your disposal. And maybe it's not needed the same way it was before. So I hope that resonates for you because you have such beautiful energy. And I would hate for the world to miss out on as much as you can give it while you're here. So many blessings to you, Joy.
Yes, Joy. Joy, would love to hear from you, and hopefully you heard that, received it. Okay, I'm going to go to Tina from Alberta. Said, thank you, Teresa and Carrie. I feel so aligned and on purpose, yet my abundance feels blocked from flowing. Any assistance will be appreciated. That's Tina.
Okay, Tina, this is the quintessential light worker problem, light worker, love warrior, light being, empath. What we do is we've adopted so much of the world's outlook on finance and having enough and having too much and the judgment that comes with that and the abuse of power that's come with it over lifetimes past, as well as what we observe happening in the world in this one, whatever we're seeing that doesn't resonate. We separate money, especially, out from everything else. So it's really time to reframe your relationship with money. And what I feel for you, because you're such an empathetic being, you're such a being of love, is to actually sit with something that exemplifies money to you. So whether it's actual bills or maybe a credit card or your bank statement or whatever it is, sit with it, sit across the table from it and have a conversation and share with money that you apologize for the way you've hurt it right? So this is really interesting because we've said things like money is the root of all evil and, you know, various things like that. And with, you know, with money comes abuse of power. And so money receives all of those things that we say all the time. So it feels like clearing this relationship and apologizing helps more of it to want to be around you because it's not feeling that resistance energy. It's not feeling that negative energy. And also then that block feels like it's blocking other aspects in your life because we don't realize when we have a block around money, we have a block around everything else as well in terms of manifesting abundance. So don't worry about too much, you know, or the judgment that comes with that because no one here is going to abuse that power in this lifetime. We're all here to do something better than we did in the past and to share it out. So just know that and just let that resistance melt away as well. So Tina, really work with letting go and allowing and improving that relationship. And it just feels like things shift for you instantly. I hope that resonates.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Teresa. And thank you, Tina, for writing in. I'm going to go to Maya. Maya said, hi, beautiful angels, Teresa and Carrie. Hi, Maya. She said, do the angels have any message for me? I recently received a message to look for their messages, but I'm definitely a little distracted. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and love you. Love you too, Maya.
Oh, received and thank you. Love you back. So what I see is I see the angels doing – so the angels like to have fun. Okay. And they live in joy. And as soon as they know that you want to receive their messages, they start playing and they start playing with what's the best way to communicate with Maya and what feels safe to her. So it feels like, first of all, telling them what would feel good to you and what would not be frightening, because it feels like there have been times in your past where you have had experiences, whether they're psychic or like spiritual gift oriented, that you weren't ready for or equipped for, that scared you. So the angels don't want you to feel frightened at all. So they want to know, like, would it feel comfortable for you to like find feathers, or what would feel right to you? See pops of color, hear sounds. And then they'll work more in that realm. But what I do see that they've been doing in your environment is moving things around. So if you put your keys down over here and then you go back for them and they're not there, but they're on the table across the way, it feels like that's the way they've been playing with you a little bit, because they want to bring you back to the present moment, because it feels like whatever's going on with you, you haven't been able to be in the present moment as much as you would like to be. So just know that that's the way they've been playing with you for now, but they want to know what would feel good to you as you move forward in your communication with them.
Okay, Maya, I hope that you heard that. Thank you for being with us. Joy just wrote back in and said, wow, thank you so much for your loving and beautiful message. I am melting down with gratitude. This was very helpful and bless you. Thanks, Joy, for this feedback.
You have a puddle of joy.
Right. And Sherry wrote back in and she said, LOL, my phone is all wet, I guess, from tears. She said, beautiful angels, so grateful, so much release, trust in handing it over. Thank you both. Thanks, Sherry. Okay, I'm going to go to Lacey. Lacey in Ontario. I'm absolutely loving the call today. Thank you, lovely ladies. Thank you, Lacey. She says, when I was young, I had a direct connection with the angels, but like many of us, I completely lost it along the way. I'm wondering, Teresa, if you can see a connection that can be worked upon there. That's Lacey.
Oh, my gosh, Lacey, yes. You have this beautiful column that goes straight to the angels, straight up. You are very connected to the angelic realm. What I'm just feeling into what the disconnect is, because I feel the connection, I just don't feel the communication. Okay, there's two things I'm seeing. The first is that there are a lot of thoughts. There are a lot of thoughts that are like, they're like ping pong balls going around your head. They're bouncing from one side of your head to the other. So it definitely feels like your anxious energy has been up a little bit, or at the very least, you've been unable to sort of quiet your mind the way you might want to. So what I see for you that would be helpful is to actually take a couple of minutes each day. You can even set a timer for 2 minutes and just take deep breaths for 2 minutes. Breathe deeply in and deeply and completely out. And that is all, right? That's all we're going to do. We're not going to complicate it. We're just going to breathe, because what that will do is help your nervous system to kind of reset itself so all of those ping-ponging thoughts can slow down. What we all try to do is reach out to the angels when what we need to do, they're always reaching out to us. And when we can slow down, we can receive. And that feels really important. There was another piece, but it feels a lot less important than this one, because I feel now, I literally feel the shift. I see the angel's hands coming towards you now. It's almost like something just hearing that has cleared in your space and they can get closer. So just take a moment to still. Stilling will help. And then that's it. They can get right to you.
Mm-hmm. There you go, Lacey. lots of love to you, Lacey. Cambria from Washington, D.C. said, "Hi, Carrie and Teresa. Thank you for bringing this energy and information. It is so beautiful. I'm stepping into a huge shift in my personal life right now, and it feels like every day I'm doing a trust fall with the universe. Do the angels have a message for me that could help bring support and clarity to this journey? Thank you." That is Cambria.
Yes. So much. So I see you're feeling like you're doing a trust fall, and the angels want you to see that you're actually very much living your purpose at the moment, because you are positioned at a very important place in the world right now. You have been holding so much light in the exact place that needs so much light held within this country and within the world. So they want you to understand that, like, you have been a single point of light, regardless of what you think or whatever happens. Light was needed to be held right where you're standing, and that's what you've been doing. So, you know, even though it may look like, oh, you know, I should do more of this or I should do more of this, that was part of your purpose, especially in the last few years and right now. And it just feels like continuing to trust that you will be put in the exact right place at the exact right moment is – that feels like it's been a natural part of your soul and your heart in this lifetime, which is how you've ended up in so many of the next right places. But what they do want you to do is to start to consider what would bring you more joy in that process. So not only surrendering and letting yourself be led, but telling them, while I'm surrendering and letting myself be led, having an experience like this would bring me great joy and would make me really happy. So they want you to bring yourself more into the mix as you do that. So I hope that resonates for you. And I just want to say thank you for the work that you've been doing. It's been really important.
Mm. Beautiful message, Teresa. Cambria, so much love to you. Glad you're here and hope you received that. Maya just wrote back in and said, "Oh my God, they are definitely moving stuff around. Very funny. Thank you so much, Teresa. Your energy is so precious and beautiful. Hugs and kisses to both of you." Thanks, Maya.
That's how they started with me too. They would move a whole bunch of stuff. Yep.
Okay. Pippa from the UK. She said, "Hi, Carrie and Teresa. I'm not feeling safe, as if I'm being attacked by the people and energies around me. Any advice would be great. Thank you. Much gratitude and blessings." That's Pippa.
Oh, Pippa. First of all, I just want to be with you here and for all of us to just take a moment and surround Pippa with our love. Because where there is great love, nothing else can exist. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Pippa, what I'm feeling with you is you are such an overgiver. And I say that because you give so much from your heart. You just want to give so much to everybody. And it feels like you've been functioning from So, like, let's say you're a gas tank. You've been functioning from, like, 10% full for so long that you don't even realize that you're 10% full. So what feels important is, first of all, to call in the angels to be in your space, especially Archangel Michael. I feel very much that you work with Archangel Michael and you are of his lineage. So you have a natural affinity for this energy of protection. And when you do that, then claim some time and space for yourself to figure out, what is my practice now? What would help me to feel filled up? Whether it's a bubble bath or sitting for meditation, which may not feel safe right now, so maybe then it's just prayer or taking a walk in nature, whatever would feel good to you. Get some sage, some white sage for your space, and maybe a crystal that feels like it would be something new to bring in with a new energy. And cleanse your space of all of these old things, because it feels like once you fill yourself up more, like we talked about earlier in the call, there's less space for all of that stuff to press against your aura. And the more then you push your energy out without working, it's just going to naturally expand because you're going to be so filled up. The less room there will be in your space for any of those other energies to percolate. And all of a sudden, it'll just be filled with you. It'll be filled with the exact vibration you want, and nothing else will even want to come there because it'll be so full of light and love. So I hope that makes sense. In this time where you're not feeling safe, Archangel Michael and the Legion of Light can definitely be with you. And while you're cleansing and working on what would bring you to fullness and expansion.
Mm-hmm. Pippa, I hope that you can feel all the love from this community and from the angels. And we just send you so many blessings. So, Teresa, thank you for that message for her. And Lacey just wrote back in and said, oh, wow, received. I feel a whole ring of angelic vibrations around my body now. Hearing that is definitely helping to shift things, and I will take that practice with me. Thank you so much, Teresa, and thank you, Carrie, for being such a major part of my journey. Thanks, Lacey. Such a beautiful community here.
Ridiculously beautiful community, Carrie.
I love it. Oh, my goodness. I have loved the show today, and it's just felt just like a raising of our vibration, just such beautiful, light-loving energy. And, Teresa, thank you for bringing that, you know, to
thank
the community.
You.
And it's been fun. angelic energy is just fun and light and beautiful, and you bring that through wonderfully, Teresa. So any final message, my dear, before we say goodbye?
Yeah, just like when we talked with Linda before about being the mirror for other people, like the angels bring exactly what's needed for the community that's gathered. And the beauty of the energy that's been brought today is just an answer to the beauty of the energy that you've all brought with you. So if you could see yourself the way your angels see you, the way the divine sees you, you would never, not for one second, ever have a doubt that you could do anything that you desired. You would never have a doubt about what you are worthy of or what you deserve. So when you feel those things, ask the angels to show you what you look like through their eyes, because that will be a huge shift for you, and you will just be able to walk in full faith and full trust because you are the light.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful message, Teresa. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. And I also want to thank each and every one of you beautiful beings for your time, your openness, your presence, and your love. It is a gift and an honor to have you with us. Notice how you're feeling. Notice what stood out for you. Notice what has shifted for you. Notice what's different. And then let the brilliant, bountiful, beautiful blessings flow to you. Open your heart to receive the benefits of everything that's been ignited here today.
Remember that you are a sacred being, a creator being, a multidimensional master of light. Claim yourself as that and call on the angels to support you. And of course, consider Teresa's beautiful offering to connect more with the angels and archangels and to work with all those beautiful meditations that were created for you, for this community. Now is the time to really receive that support and experience yourself as this clear pillar of light and a beacon of love during this time of transformation on our planet. So remember, everyone, you are brilliant, you are resilient, you're dearly loved, and you are not alone. Thank you for joining us on this beautiful, brilliant, soulful adventure today. I am sending rainbow waves of new earth grace and glory and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you back here in this playground of light tomorrow. Bye, everybody.